ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, here we are doing the backstroke in momentum. Practically a wash in momentum. 6 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12. It's a new America. It is a new America. I am the Mittbot. Join me. All right. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Look at
and
that, Rick Overton. Rick Overton.
Hey, Rick Overton.
Comedian extraordinaire.
What am I doing here?
Hey, good morning.
What the?
Over there, all 3 hours live in the studio. All
hooray!
Right. Hooray!
Hooray!
Huzzah!
Hip hip.
Yeah, we were talking about what is it, Chris? Because you know he's trying to get the kids, behind him. Mitt is.
Right.
He's yeah, because he's so just hip and cool as it is.
Oh yeah, forget about student loans.
Yeah, yeah. That's the only way to
You're
get
screwed.
Them behind him.
Was that the most awkward clip? What? Did you see that? There's Obama connecting. Right. Hey, check this out. I'm president. This paid off my loans eight years ago.
Yeah.
Like three birds. Years.
And I'm the freaking president.
From eight.
I know, right?
From 8,000 people. And here's the perfect contrast. And Mitt Romney has a conference call, Chris, to reach out to young people, and he has a 77-year-old senator on the call with him.
All right.
Young kids.
Damn kids, get off my lawn.
Yeah, and then that you're referring to, Romney was talking to a bunch of kids, and he's like, I hope you shop around for the cheapest college. I certainly hope you're not... and then I hope you won't expect the government to help you with that.
Have you considered night school?
It's hard to tell why he's not catching fire with the kids.
Hey, who's down with DeVry Online?
Have you heard Dion's new hit?
Let me tell you another charming story about my dressage horses that you kids can relate to.
I strapped them to the roof of my car.
Yeah.
Oh, Mr. Mitt. Mike and Raleigh sent us a little...
Stephanie Miller.
Okay.
Oh, that's not it.
That's Hold not on. It. That's no, not it's not. It.
But I like it.
Okay.
I don't know what that was.
Hello. I'm a dressage horse.
A horse is a horse, of course, of course, and no one can dance with a horse, of course. That is, of course, unless the horse is owned by Mr. Mitt. Go right to the source and ask the horse. He'll tell you the same thing that we were forced to say. We'd all like to endorse the famous Mr. Mitt. Mittens can yak-a-yak a streak and waste your time of day.
Indeed.
But he has dancing horses who don't mind if they look a bit gay. To have such a horse you can't keep outdoors or strapped to the roof of your car, of course. You've never heard of a dancing horse? Well, listen to this.
I'm Mr. Mitt. That horse is just the right height, my friend.
Thank you, Mike and Raleigh.
Outstanding.
So relatable Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
Oh, dear. Here he is last night after...
Because he has failed, he will run a campaign of diversions and distractions and distortions.
We're talking about me.
That kind of campaign may have worked at another place and in a different time.
Can
but
you?
Not here. And not now.
Right.
It's still about the economy, and we're not stupid.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, and we're going to find the soundbite that he just said a few weeks ago. The economy's getting better.
Yeah.
Oops, what have I said? I certainly hope no one uses the soundbite. I mean, that's the thing. If you're basing your whole campaign on the economy and I'm the job creator, well,
in
first
China,
of all, yes, provably the economy's gotten better under Obama. We are adding jobs as opposed to losing them like when he came in. Romney, you can't get around that. In Governor of Massachusetts, 37th, he went to 47th in job creation. Bain, his whole existence was getting rid of jobs.
Right. Vulture capitalism.
Yes.
Yeah, right. Just,
killing
hiring people.
And then what's he got left? I don't know, the Olympics? Didn't he save the Olympics? Yeah, with government money.
In French, je m'appelle Mitt Romney.
Yes. Yeah. All right, so that's the whole that way. What was it, the primary yesterday, Chris? It was, I don't know, a few states. That...
It was New York, Connecticut, Delaware. It was,
yes.
New York's a big state.
American Samoa.
Oh, that's right, it was Delaware.
Yeah.
Which was last stand for Newt Gingrich, who said...
And he lost by 30 points.
Yes, he said if it's a squeaker, he'll continue.
Yeah.
And
he lost squeaker.
And he hasn't dropped out yet, so that's what he meant.
So that's only double digits, right?
Yeah. Newt said he's going to go campaign in North Carolina and think about things.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Frankly.
Yeah. Where Calista's going to go when she leaves him.
Right. Yeah. They had said, that was the story yesterday, he will not use his election night speech to drop out of the race, no matter what happens. He told NBC News he's basing the future of his campaign on Delaware. That was his stand there
last night. Right there, Delaware.
Yes, he is, if he does poorly, which I don't... There's some, I guess, dispute now whether 30 points is poorly.
Yeah.
He will reassess with supporters, but won't immediately suspend his campaign. Let's see. Oh, this was there being hopeful yesterday.
Right.
If Mitt Romney scores a razor-thin win in Delaware, a conservative coalition could form around Gingrich. That's what the magic they were hoping for.
And if my aunt had
if your aunt had a, she'd be your uncle, exactly. Get Howard Dean ready. His spokesman said just yesterday,
uh-huh,
a win in Delaware builds financial and grassroots momentum going into North Carolina. It could be the beginning of a chain of wins through North Carolina, Kentucky, West Virginia, then into the battle royal in Texas and California. Who's with me?
Was it over?
It's not. No.
Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no.
No.
Germans? Forget it. He's rolling.
It ain't over now.
No.
Because when the going gets tough, the tough get going. Who's with me? Let's go. Come on.
You picture his campaign office like that, just crickets, even Calista's gone, yeah, just cobwebs.
I'm gonna go have my face surgically loosened.
Somebody loosen the screw in the back
She's
of my
gonna
head.
Return to her native Mars.
The campaign's over. Someone loosen the screw.
That's right. I can go back to my Sharpay state.
She's only in her mid-40s, but she looks like she's 60 and has had a thousand.
Been able to close my eyes since this campaign began.
She looks like she's on one of those high-velocity rocket sleds in the desert, you know?
An Acme rocket sled. Yes.
No, the ones in the 50s with you.
She's on Acme rocket skates.
Yeah.
Right, when she comes to rest, instant Sharpay. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Oh, no.
What happened to my purse?
Y'all are mean.
She looks exactly like Brett Hume. Campaign goes 60-0. face just falls like a souffle. All right, time for the next wife, Newt.
Yeah.
All right. We'll keep our eye on that. Who knows when it could be, right? They're hinting could be this week he's going to drop out. It's so,
yeah.
Ooh, the suspense. It's killing me. All right, Joel in Madison, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Joel.
Hey, I want to talk about the student loan forgiveness thing.
Yes.
I don't, as a person who didn't go to college, and the only reason I couldn't because I just couldn't afford to go $100,000 to $200,000 in debt, I don't think it's necessarily the way to go about fixing it. You knew when you got into the, you took out the student loan, you should pay it back.
Oh, so you're in the Mitt Romney camp?
No, not at all. That's the thing. Not at all. But I do love the fact that you call them mittens.
Yes. All right. Thank you. I guess that's what. Well, that's what Mitt's saying, right?
Don't bother going to college. You know why?
Yeah. I start making a lot of sense as soon as you're not going to college.
Yeah. Just get Howard $1 billion. What?
But that's what I mean. It's like, it's irresponsible to go to college. First of all, we had Santorum say it's snobby. The president's snobby to want you to go to college. What?
We don't want a bunch of snobs who won't listen to my propaganda.
Yeah.
The guy with three teeth thinks the guy with seven teeth is a snob.
Yeah.
But literally, that guy was just making the argument that, it's irresponsible to go into debt. So, and exactly, look how that worked out for Barack Obama.
Yeah.
See what he did?
Yeah.
Went into debt, just paid those loans off 8 years ago. What has he made of himself?
An education stands in direct correlation with not wanting to be a Republican.
Yeah.
There's undeniable numbers to that, you know. Yeah. So I get why they're trying to do it.
Guess what I just found out, by the way?
What?
The most awkward man in the world? Married to the most awkward woman in the world.
What are the odds?
So they were just, they've been doing the, touchdown dance over this, the Hillary Rosen comments and no.
Sure.
Oh.
And Romney. So they're trying to milk this for everything it's worth, even though they were caught backstage being gleeful about it. And Romney wasn't,
she said it was a birthday
offended
present.
In the least.
Yeah.
Right. So now she literally said, I love the fact that there are women out there who don't have a choice and must go to work.
Yeah.
What have I said?
Yes, sing.
And they had Hillary Rosen apologize. What the? What?
Oh, I love that. I think that's so precious. Oh, my God. That's uniquely American.
Same age as my mother.
Yeah. I love forest fires and bridge collapses.
Country club laugh. Oh, that is so precious. Oh, my God. You don't have a choice. I do, but you don't.
You want a job? Why don't you clean the muck off my dressage horse's shoes?
That's
the dignity of work.
She has four hooves. That's four jobs.
Oh, oh, my God.
Talk about a birthday gift to me.
Yeah.
In a speech on the campaign trail about the difficulty of motherhood. Oh, please. When you have God knows
I
how many.
I had to hire all those nannies and au pairs.
You know the how difficulty. Hard it is to find a good au pair from Nice, okay?
The competition
is bloodthirsty.
It's so difficult remembering my children's names when I've been away from them for so long. Is this, the gluten-free one?
It makes dressage like a tiddlywinks. The competition is fierce for those au pairs. Yes, Ann Romney used an odd choice of words to discuss mothers who are forced to work while raising their children. She said, literally, I'm reading
lucky.
The book.
Lucky. They're
books.
Lucky.
Mm-hmm. She said, I love the fact that there are women out there who don't have a choice and they must go to work and they still have to raise kids. Thank goodness that we value those people, too.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
And sometimes life isn't easy for any of us.
Oh,
it's a little easier for you.
Yeah.
It's
wow.
Tiny, scoshy, tiny bit easier.
You don't have to worry about bills or where your next kid's meal is coming from.
Yes.
Which car do I go shopping in today?
Those people, that was pretty close to you people, wasn't it?
Yeah, the little
that
people.
Is so, oh,
those
thank
people.
Goodness.
I value her. She's 98 cents worth of raw minerals.
Thank
She's
goodness.
Three-fifths of a person.
Thank goodness for the hardscrabble poor.
Hard scramble.
So charming. I've only read about it in novels, but
in Dickens novels.
I've read about Easy Scrabble.
Jane Austen.
I saw a little match girl once outside Le Cirque where Mitt and I were eating.
Oh, isn't she precious? I wonder what her mother does for a living.
And then my dressage horse ran her over. Oh, dear.
She lit her last match for warmth and then she died.
Where's that amuse-bouche? Let's go! All right, 19 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Scribe, make me a PDF.
Wow! I don't believe it. This is too good to be real. Of course this is real.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
You gotta get up, you gotta get down, girl. Let me write that down. Gotta get up to down. Get a get down.
Down, girl.
Only a white person has to write it down.
No, it's not addressed to you. Men don't need to worry about that.
No. 24 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. StephanieMiller.com, the website. Rick Overton, the comedian, live in studio. You had to break up a fight on stage at the Improv the other night?
So cool. Along with Harry Hannigan, but Buddy was on stage. I don't use marijuana, but I do believe in others using it, so because it's not about me. So I went to do comedy at the event to help legalize marijuana. Right. And so guy was on stage, and this dude from the audience leapt up and started fighting with him. And I had to, me and Harry had to sit him down a little bit and explain to him, man, you're doing a marijuana event. You're giving
you're supposed
marijuana
to be
the,
mellow.
Yeah, that's not the energy we're trying to promote here.
Don't bring meth to a marijuana event.
What's the matter with you?
Didn't you look at the rule book?
All right.
Hello.
Rick Overton, professional comedian, Emmy winner. Speaking of which, we were just talking about the president on Jimmy Fallon.
Mm-hmm.
Funny. Mittens, not funny in any setting.
No, but Mittens thinks he's funny. He's laughing at everything he says, yeah.
Yeah, which is the sign of a really good comedian.
Yeah, crowd of one.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
No matter how big the audience is.
So I'm in the Denny's, right? And
that's funny, me being in the Denny's, yeah.
It helps to have some sort of human experiences of some kind, doesn't it? It sort of have, to be able to relate to normal people and what they think might be funny or not.
Yeah, I do a lot of the working class humor.
Yeah.
trickle down.
Conservative comedians laugh at their own jokes.
Yeah, they got to wear the Gallagher plaster when I do trickle down humor.
Oh, yeah, there's that one guy in Right Wing World on Fox.
Brad Stein.
Yeah, Brad Stein! He can't get through his own stuff.
Jesus said to me,
what?
They're like, you know, those people get overexcited and then trip over the punchline. Because it's a socialist. Can you hide that from... What did I... Oh.
Yeah, that's a good technique when your material's gone.
it's like a premature, like a comedic ejaculation. They just sort of, no! Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Lee, the
sorry to make you sleep in that. Sorry.
Well, that's their version of their... They've taken every comedy course, they're reading every book on what a comic does. Yes. Everything but actually being funny and having truth behind your jokes.
It said this in the instructional manual. I don't...
Actually, Steve Allen wrote a book, How to Be Funny.
Oh, God. Yeah, this is the problem, is they're so awkward, the Romneys, that they don't even know they're awkward. I still can't get over that Dan Romney actually said this. It's like they're sort of trying to approximate something that looks like authenticity and empathy.
Yeah.
I love the fact that there are women out there who don't have a choice and they must go to work and still have to raise the kids. It's just, wow. The wording just a little, yes, well, they don't love it.
No. Yeah. No, they don't. They everything seems so coached. I'd love to be in the training session. Here, let's go back to empathy again. Can we do the empathy one?
Yeah.
Here's sad puppy, nothing. Okay,
no.
We'll come back to that later. Okay.
Starving child.
Starving child photo.
Nothing.
All
I just hope her mother is working.
They probably did think the little match girl was comedy.
Yeah.
And the match goes out, she dies.
Which is so ironic, because in the restaurant, we were just ordering the flambé. Yeah,
they wouldn't. They don't have an irony gene. They wouldn't even have... That was too...
The connection, the correlation. Yeah, right.
All right. Lisa in Rockville, Maryland. Hey, Lisa.
Hey, I just wanted to say that Yatsu called earlier about, it's only irresponsible to not pay the money back. It's not about paying back the money. It's about paying double on the interest.
Right, there you go.
Hello.
I mean, for crying out loud, are we really going to live in a country where only rich people get to go to college and only rich people get to have children?
Yes, that's what the Romneys mean. It's a new America this morning.
And by the way, Chris, if you can look up what that nightmare of a woman, Virginia Fox from Virginia,
said.
Yeah, you'll do it good because the president talked about her. She is a nightmare.
Yeah,
she is a nightmare.
Well, Lisa,
who said Matthew Shepard was part of a robbery or something?
Yes,
but it's a poor kid's mother. That woman is a harsh.
Yep, exactly. No, Lisa makes a good point. I mean, that first caller, it was like it's irresponsible to go to college.
Go to college if you can't.
I didn't go to college because I didn't. It's irresponsible to have
50% interest
loans.
Well, yeah, he didn't go to college, so no one gets to.
Right.
All right. I guess we should all just live outside, too, because it's irresponsible to have a loan of any kind.
Me, all about me.
Yeah. 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Okay, you little bitch, that's it. You want to f*** with me? Let's go.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it, 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Well, that was sad. You were just reading a synopsis of The Little Match Girl.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
We weren't making fun of how... They don't screw around.
No, that's very
sad. It's really dark.
Well, Rick Overton pointed out, he said that's back when people were human, and that was supposed to cause some sort of change. You see, it was supposed to be clear that was not a happy ending.
Yeah, she was lighting the matches to keep the vision of her grandmother, the only person who was ever nice to her, alive, and then when she lit the last match, she froze and died, and passersby found her body the next morning.
That's a wonderful story.
Thank God she's out of matches.
Is this a parable of some sort?
Her carbon footprint is terrible.
Yeah,
in the era of grease monkeys. Grease monkeys were
children. I didn't know this.
In the industrial age, that would be given a little tin of grease that would run up under the gears of large steam-powered industrial machines, pour grease to keep the machine running, and if a kid slips, falls into the gears, grab another kid off the street.
And that's, I'm saying your point is what?
Yes, and
problem solving.
I say we get rid of all the child labor laws.
Frank, and put the kids back to work, frankly.
Venture capitalism. Hello. I'm a problem solver.
I call that a win-win, frankly.
Win. Yeah. Job creator.
Plenty of kids.
Job creator. Kid destroyer. No more urchins on the street.
Wow. So last night, Minton said it's the economy. It is the economy, and we're not stupid.
Right.
Yeah. Unfortunately, he just said this.
Well, of course it's getting better. The economy always gets better after a recession. There's always a recovery.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Whoops. Magically.
All right. You know, can we just cancel the election? Because this...
Yeah.
And did I say this earlier that he needs to, in order to have any chance, he needs to stop talking now? And he does not take my advice.
No.
Every group he decides to reach out to, like the kids?
Yeah. Here's a 70-year-old ex-senator you can relate to.
Steph. Stop giving him good advice.
Yeah.
Let him go.
He's reaching
We're
out
comics
to, he's,
here.
He's reaching out to women. Oh, President Obama ahead by 20 points in the latest poll. Oops. Oh, come on, kids. Get on the Mitt train. Oh, losing kids by 20 points. Okay.
We lost Kane. We're losing Santorum. We got to keep the gold in the pot here. We got to have something.
Sometimes
golden.
That can be impossible.
No, Mitt. Keep going.
Keep going. Stephanie, and just look at him like a child, or, you know, a parent watching a child in the pool. Oh, that's good. Oh, yes. Stephanie in Illinois, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Hey, I just had to upgrade my cable to see you on current.
Yay!
That was worth it.
Thank you.
It was worth it.
Go ahead, Steph.
But anyway, you know, I just figured out the Republican plan. If the remember the Beatitudes we learned in church as kids and all this,
sure.
Theirs is the BS attitude.
Oh, nice.
But listen, they want you to be scared. They want you to be stupid. And they want you to be sick. And Mitch already started on the be stupid thing.
Yep.
Because after he's in there 4 years and they cut out education, everyone will be too stupid to know anything anyway. So it's already started.
Yeah,
so we're
all
on the BS campaign. Hooray for the Republicans.
Yay, hooray.
Hooray.
Let's keep everybody stupid, right, Michelle Bachmann? Yay. For Snobby to go to college. No college.
Yay.
Otherwise, she was going to vote for me.
Yeah, exactly.
Blink, blink.
All right. Mittens. Oh, talking about normal families?
Yeah.
For every single mom who feels heartbroken when she has to explain to her kids that she needs to take a second job and won't be home as often.
Like Anne.
For grandparents who can't afford the gas to visit their grandchildren anymore. For the mom and dad who never thought they'd be on food stamps.
It's the only way I can achieve an erection.
I have a simple message.
Don't
hold on a little longer. A better America begins tonight.
Oh, has it already begun? I know there was a reason I felt so good this morning. Mitt's America has begun.
That sounds just like George Bush's help is on the way.
Yeah.
We got too much of a surplus. Means you're paying too much tax. I'm going to get rid of that.
Bam.
You're welcome, America.
Bam. Thank you.
Boom.
There it goes. Surplus. Okay, was that him once again, the Mittbot, trying to authenticate some sort of, approximate some sort of...
Empathy
thing. Parental unit is...
Well, every mom that has to... I'll never forget the day that Ann and I had to sit the boys down and say, Anna's gotten an eighth dressage horse, so Mommy won't be home as much. She'll be in Europe a little bit more. But we got you a second au pair here. Don't say we don't know how to relate.
Who are you again?
Yes. Torg?
Are Flarm? You Torg or Tag or Flag?
Flurm.
Flurm? Damn it, I told that au pair to get name tags.
Tag.
Who are you?
You're Tag. I remember now.
You all look alike. Kathy in California, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hi, Kath.
Hey, Steph. Listen, I'm taking off speaker now. Hold on.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
I just wanted to say that, I was a little madder when I first called. Is that, I just want to say
here, would
to
you,
Ann
would,
Romney,
would you like time to crank up the fake outrage again? Here, we'll just all hold for a minute. All right. And go!
Okay. I just can't believe that Lovey said what she said. It's like, I can't believe that she thinks that any of us wanted to get up, take our kids to daycare at 6 in the morning, and then rush to work and then worry about them all day. We just loved it.
Oh,
that's
look
what
at
I wanted
you.
To say.
Look at you. You are so plucky. Are you one of those moms? I love that. Are you one of those moms?
Yes. And I still love of getting up early in the morning and going to work. No,
oh,
I do really
awesome.
Love, I do really love my job. I do love my job. But the point is that nobody wants to leave their children. None of us wanted to do it.
Oh, that is
but
so.
We had to.
That is so Norma Rae. I am. Oh, I love. I adore you. You are a little
precious.
Pumpkin.
Well, here's what 2012 is going to be. 2012 is the year we actually start believing that they do these things.
Yeah.
I commit this year that I used to be able to not believe they could do all this. This is the year I just instantly believe they can do
you're
it.
Like, yeah.
Now, yeah, they're absolutely capable of
mm-hmm,
this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here's. Oh, go ahead. You might as well hit my Mitt Romney music
all
again.
Right.
Uh huh. Here's another. You know, Ann Romney, person of the people. Ann Romney was shocked.
Yeah, 17 people.
Yeah.
She shopped privately. You know, who can't relate to that when they shut down a fancy store just for you? Right?
Yeah, when
anybody?
They shut down Barney's?
Yeah. Sorry, everyone else. Security.
I'm going to try that today. I'm going to go into store. Can you shut this down so I can shop privately?
Yeah, they don't shut down TJ Maxx.
Why must there be other people in the wine barn? Everybody out!
They don't shut down Marshalls.
I think I used to be.
Ann Romney shopped privately at the posh Fiandaca store.
The what?
I can't even pronounce it.
Never even heard of it. What are they
Fiandaca.
Doing? What are
it's
they
very exclusive.
It's
apparently.
Too exclusive, if you ask me.
In Palm Beach.
Oh,
good. She was closed for 4 hours.
Ooh.
For her to shop, probably. Somebody wrote, this surely isn't stark contrast with the image of everyday folks the Romney campaign is trying very hard to convey about the Romneys. Ms. Romney looked nothing like the struggling homemaker while privately shopping in an exclusive store where the prices start as little as a weekly salary of a middle-class working woman.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, man.
I'm gonna,
well,
you know
at
what?
Least I didn't hire someone to do my shopping for me.
Can they shut down the tube sock section of Target for me?
That was hard work. That was 4 hours of private shopping.
Someone shut down IKEA. Yeah. I need to buy a Malm bed.
A Malm.
Give me the Malm.
I swear to God, I'm going to just keep trying that in a series of stores here in Los Angeles just to see people's
who
reaction.
Who will shut down?
Can you shut? Yes. Shut this sucker down.
The store is full of shutdown people. Is that okay?
Shut down the Ralphs.
No one here feels really alive.
Yeah. Next time I go to Vaughn's for their wine sale, yeah. Get all these people out of the aisles of my store.
It's 20% off if you buy six.
Right?
I know.
Okay. Jody in Orange County. Hey, Jody.
Hey, Steph. Love the program.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work here.
Thank you.
You know, I have a question about this guy, Mitties. I mean, you know, what are we doing? We got a man who hides off, you know, offshore, so he doesn't have to serve in the military. He stashes his money everywhere, you know, so he doesn't have to pay.
Yeah, if he thinks America's so great, why doesn't he put his money here?
That's almost like what Michelle said about, you know, being a proud American, and he's talking about a better America. We were best from the beginning, you know. And then you got your five little offsprings that don't serve this country. Why should we vote for you for president?
Jody, excuse me. He explained that they are serving a higher purpose, getting him elected president. Mm-hmm. That's why they don't have time for military service.
I'm looking forward to a better Switzerland. America. That's what I mean.
Yeah. Does that annoy anyone else? He's always talking about investing in America. Well, then why is your money in Switzerland and the Cayman Islands, you know?
I'm a job creator. Just not here.
Right. Exactly. Somewhere.
Someone doing this. Over in Switzerland. That's thanks to me.
Somebody's got to count. Joe in Long Beach, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Stephanie. Good morning.
Good morning.
Look, kid, I think we're having the wrong conversation when we're talking about student loans and how they should be paid back. California is the home of some of the finest universities in the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they used to be affordable.
There was a point where a student could go for free for essentially the cost of books.
Right.
So, you know, with the slashing of corporate and individual income tax rates has forced people to have to pay. So that's the conversation we ought to be having. Secondly, if Ann Romney is such a great mother, why didn't she take that one son with the bad teeth to the orthodontist? I mean, he is envious that her dressage horses have better teeth than he does.
All right.
That's just the upper class twit overbite. That's just part of the comes with the territory. Oh, good heavens!
It's the rich white man's overbite.
I can't possibly, you know.
All right, that was you. Stay in the penalty box, Joe.
Yeah.
I didn't even notice that.
No kids. We don't attack kids. It's just a rule.
Yes.
No mothers, no kids.
Yes.
Chris from Yankton wrote about colleges and the
Not supporting higher education is a terrible idea. Thanks, St. Ronnie, for destroying the University of California system. The government should provide merit-based grants for college students. Otherwise, when the cost of college rises, more and more people are priced out of college because they can't afford it anymore. This leads to waves of less talented, less deserving students in college, simply because mommy and daddy can afford the tuition.
Yes, it's Mitt's New America. That's what he needs. That's what I mean. About.
It's a new Switzerland.
We're not stupid.
Yes.
Oh, I mean, I'm not stupid.
Oh, all right. Yeah, and by the way, the Stephanie Miller Show would like to apologize. We don't target the children, and we have no idea if Anne's dressage horses are actually jealous of Tag's teeth or whatever, and we have no information whether he's ever eaten an apple through a picket fence.
Yeah, he does have janky teeth, though.
We apologize. All right, stop it.
What?
Makes me
no
worse
kids.
Again.
No kids. Don't kid. Hit the kids.
I apologize for the substandard nature of that apology due to my producer.
And your janky teeth.
I apologize for the nature of my apology. You couldn't understand it through my horsey teeth. Errol. Jolly good.
They're rich. They're supposed to look like that.
What?
Otherwise, how can they do that?
You can't be a member of the royal family without an overbite. It's simply not on.
But you can't have under anything.
So freaky looking. Okay, 46 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Side effects may include loss of clothing, rug burn, shortness of breath, and sore abdominals the next morning. What in the world is up?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Did you spill something on yourself?
I'm having a wet t-shirt contest all by myself. No, it's because it's Rick Overton's fault. He's too funny. I'm spilling coffee all over myself. Or as you said.
Just like I planned.
I'm laftating.
You're laftating.
Yes. Rick Overton.
Laftation moment.
Yes, I'm spilling coffee all over myself due to your hilarity.
Honored. I'm honored and lactose tolerant.
All right. Randy in Wisconsin, concerned about the blow.
Yeah, good morning, Steph.
Yes, good morning, Randy.
Yes, I'd like to say that last week on Thursday, you know, MSNBC, they reported that there was a powder-like substance in the Secret Services.
Yes, and in Colombia, it turned out to be cocaine.
Yeah.
What? Imagine that.
And that's the thing is, you know, cocaine is out of your system in 3 days. You can snort cocaine, and it's out of your system in 3 days. So what good does it do to test these people on Thursday of the next week? There ain't none of them people that are guilty. We can basically just say, oh,
do we know for a fact that cocaine is out of your system in 3 days?
Yes. And that's the other thing.
I don't know that I take that as fact.
What's your...
Well, then maybe that's some information you better look up on. Why do you think our baseball players, that's the choice of drugs for
So, them? Randy, what's your beef this morning
My
exactly?
My beef is that, you know, marijuana's in people's system for 31 days. Well, you know, those people, they have to go to jail for that and in prison for that.
Oh.
And, you know, we allow our cops to come in and break people's doors down and shoot 10,000 kids, innocent children, a year. For, you know, search and seizure on marijuana.
Yeah.
But it's okay,
right.
You know.
But you're saying the Secret Service people belong in jail, but you don't have any...
No, I didn't say that, ma'am. I'm just saying that. Why should we test somebody that the drug is out of their system in 3 days?
Sir?
It doesn't
Randy?
Do no good. It's
Randy?
A cover-up.
Randy, quick Google search says... reports reveal that cocaine stays in your body for around 2 to 3 days. However, that is definitely a misconception, because you can test for metabolites that stay in your system for a long time after that. So...
Okay,
you are wrong, Randy.
How do we know which tests they're getting then? How do we know that our government didn't say, okay, we're going to give them a D-test instead of a DNA test?
Well, look, we can all agree that it's ridiculous to bust kids for pot without bringing this other one in as a connector somehow. Because I see the connection you're making to say that it is unfair, and 100% agree. We all agree. It's unfair to be busting these kids like that. It's like,
absolutely.
To bust potheads is like hunting corn with a shotgun, you know.
However, I don't want the Secret Service people that are guarding my president to be doing cocaine, you know, in a foreign country.
Hmm. Although you were saying that hookers and blow kind of go together.
It could just have been for the
especially
hookers.
Especially in Colombia.
It could have just been for the hookers.
To lure the hookers into their underground lair.
You seem to know that. It seems like you tried peeps one time and went, oh, no, you want blow? Okay.
Yes. Colombian hookers notoriously.
He seems to know the Colombian hookers need blow.
Coke make it a little jumpy. You don't really have a itchy trigger.
Make some, just, you know, close your eyes.
Oh, sorry.
Go to a high-speed happy place. It'll be over with the Secret Service guys soon, you know.
Go to your high-speed happy place. All right. Dan in Detroit, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Dan.
Hey, Steph.
Hello.
You know, I think one of the reasons that the media, not all the media, obviously, but a lot of the reason that the media, you know, doesn't call Mitt Romney and other people on this stuff is that they're obsequious sycophants who want to be part of the deal. They want to be invited to the country club.
Yep. Yep. No, so, I mean, we were saying the media's whole interest is in making it a close race, even if it's not. It's, you know, and there was a study done yesterday, Rick, that the president, I thought it was my imagination, has received twice as much negative coverage as Mitt Romney has.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I pointed out yesterday that he is a Mitt Romney, for God's sakes.
Just normal coverage ought to be negative.
I even think of positive coverage of Romney. Yes, for instance, he gave his speech yesterday.
Hello, he lied.
A better America begins tomorrow. That's today. It's already begun.
Right.
In case you're wondering.
Yeah, I'm looking out the window. It looks a little cloudy to me. I don't know.
And he gave the speech in New Hampshire, not one of the states that voted yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess that's where he began his career, so there was some sort of magical symbolism in all that.
Something.
Yes. Unfortunately for Romney, a brand new poll shows Obama leading Romney by 9 points in New Hampshire. So, actually more of a better America for
sucks to be
Obama.
Mitt.
Better America starts the day after yesterday. No, the day after. Before the day after you.
Oh, my.
Exactly.
Oh,
mittens boy. Last.
You have given me a great honor and solemn responsibility. And shall together, we are going to win on November 6th.
Okay. Yay. Okay. And here he is being authentic.
Are you making more at your job?
No.
Do you have a better chance to get a better job?
A job?
Are you paying less at the pump?
What's a job?
That's
someone didn't tell him that.
Jamba juice.
Yeah.
That's your job, that Jamba juice.
Yeah. When's the last time he's ever been at a pump, by the way?
Yes, people do that for him.
Oh, Jeeves, is the limo filled up with gas yet? Why can't you do this on your own time?
Jeeves, could you please fill the limo with petrol?
Yeah. Oh, our cars don't run on gas. Our cars run on the tears of American people and little children. Sorrows. Children's sorrows. Fill the tank up with children's sorrows.
The sorrows of the homeless.
Oh, God. Little match girl tears.
Fill the tank up with the crushed dreams.
Crushed dreams of little children.
Never be able to afford college.
Yeah, no. Just lean your head over here, children, till you're done
Cry.
With your sorrows.
Let me stuff your crushed dream
into the tank of my car. Vroom, vroom.
Speaking of the mainstream media, see, this is how they're going to report. Oh, they're already calling it Mitt Romney has begun to pivot?
Yeah.
Otherwise known as,
lie.
You know, flip-flop, yeah. Yeah. You know, you fully moved on to the general election when Mitt Romney began to pivot to swing voters yesterday. That's what they're calling it. It's not a flip-flop.
No. I'm a windsock. Airports, small airports use me to bring the planes in.
First, after taking a hard line on immigration during the primaries, he said in the press conference yesterday he was open to studying Marco Rubio's Dream Act alternative. And I was saying, I don't even know what a Republican alternative to the Dream Act is.
The Nightmare Act.
Exactly. All right, but that's the way, you know, they're gonna cover it. They're not gonna say he is a pathetic flip-flopper. Yes, no core principles of any kind. They'll just say, oh, this is the way we always pivot in the general.
Well, after that Etch-a-Sketch thing, he's got to somehow incorporate that into his own thing. You know, that's what they do. Everything that's bad for them, they are spinning into why it's great that they do something bad.
Sure. 58 minutes after the hour, right back with Representative Gary Peters next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Claudia in Georgia loves our show because we're so positive. Hi, Claudia. Hello, Claudia. Claudia.
Oh.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Claudia.
Hi, Claudia.
Good morning. Good morning, crew. Stephanie, I love your show. God bless you guys. I look forward to it every morning.
Aw.
Thank you.
And I was calling in this morning because I was wanting to talk about Sister Ann. She don't know really what it's like being an average a mother at home.
Ann Romney.
Really? What are you basing that on, Claudia?
On myself. I'm a poor woman that worked, but I was. But I thank God he blessed me and my husband to be in the middle class bracket. But I went to school. Me and my husband has three kids. We went to school. I couldn't go to school when I couldn't go to high school because I was brought up in the South in the 60s. Wow. So I was average enough to move, you know, when we did get out of school, but not with a good education. We moved to the North, and my husband got hired at a factory, and I got hired at VA hospital. And I thank God for peoples that try to help peoples want something.
Yeah.
We didn't ask for nobody to give us nothing. We just want an opportunity.
Yes, a chance.
And God had blessed us to send our three kids to college, one of the best universities in Georgia, Morehouse. My son graduated. But what I'm saying, I worked it full time. I went to school at night. I had to be at work at 6 o'clock. It's nothing wrong with people. All we need to have to
Claudia, so you're one of those you're one of those snobby elitists that wanted your kids to go to college then.
Yes, I guess so. But my husband and I didn't have the privilege for people to help us. We was always denied a lot of things.
All right, Claudia, thank you, honey. All right.
Wow.
Snobby elitist. Bunch of kids to go to college.
Just whatever.
Don't go to college. You don't have the money.
Bunch of jobs.
Just what?
Okay.
Just don't do it.
All right. The president talking to college kids yesterday.
5 years ago, Congress cut the rate on federal student loans in half. That was a good thing to do. But on July 1st, that's a little over 2 months from now, that rate cut expires. And if Congress does nothing, the interest rates on those loans will double overnight.
What's your point?
Well, if only we had someone that would co-sponsor a bill to fix this problem. Oh, look, here he is now. Why, it's Representative Gary Peters. Joins us now. Good morning, Representative.
Good morning, Stephanie. How are you doing?
I'm good. So tell us about the bill. Obviously, you are a co-sponsor of the bill to fix this problem, mm-hmm. to make college more affordable for all Americans. Tell us about it.
That's right. I'm working very closely with Joe Courtney out of Connecticut to get this bill moving, to make it happen. As the president mentioned, interest rates are going to be doubling on July 1st to college students, going from 3.4% to 6.8%. which just adds additional debt on to students. And as you know, it's pretty tough to get through college right now for most kids if you don't take out a loan, and the loan amounts continue to go up. And to have interest rates double at a time when you can get a mortgage rate in this country at around 4% and 10-year treasuries are at 2% interest, to have that rate go to 6.8% on top of loans is just unconscionable. And we need to extend this 3.4% rate to make it something that should not be a partisan issue, but unfortunately, we have not been able to get Republican support here in the House. We've been able to sign up 139 co-sponsors. It continues to get momentum. The president has been fabulous on the issue, but we've got to get this passed. The students in this country certainly deserve to have a reasonable rate, not a 6.8% rate.
Well, that's exactly it. I mean, it's funny. We had someone call last hour, and, you know, they sort of echo this Republican talking point that always it's irresponsible to take on this debt. Well, this is what you're talking about. We're not talking about somebody asking for something for free or the government to pay for everything. We're talking about getting a reasonable interest rate, right?
That's right. Not much to ask.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the fact that folks have to take on debt, if you think that you can just go to college and have someone pay for it, that's not the reality for most students in America. You know, there may be the folks, some of the people like Mitt Romney and others who can pay for it. In fact, we had the chair of the Subcommittee on Higher Education, a Representative Fox. She said she has no sympathy for students that take out loans because she worked her way through school back in the early 60s. Well, that's not reality today. Today, students need to take debt. in order to graduate if you're a middle-class family or working family, and you should not be gouged on the interest rate. That's what it is. 3.4% is a reasonable rate in the current interest rate environment. People aren't asking for a handout. They're just looking for a fair opportunity to move their lives forward and get the education they need for themselves to be successful and for their families to be successful.
Yeah, Congressman, I have to say, how out of touch did that seem with Mitt Romney talking to these, you know, college kids saying, I certainly hope you're shopping for a cheaper college or you won't expect the government to help you. I mean, you're right. It's somebody that is just so just intrinsically out of touch with what it's like to be a normal American today, isn't it?
Absolutely, and that's what is happening even in state universities across the country. The states have been cutting back on the support for their state institutions. Mm-hmm. As a result of that, the cost of college has been shifted onto the backs of students because the states have been cutting back, and it hits disproportionately those students from middle-class families that are finding it very difficult to have the money for tuition, so they need to get a loan. And they're just saying, give me a decent interest rate, a rate that is a market-oriented interest rate, which is 3.4% right now. And they'll pay it back. They're going to pay back the interest. If the government has to borrow money, we can borrow it. A 10-year treasury is a 2% rate. If we're borrowing the money at 2% and giving it to a student at 3.4, that's still a positive for the taxpayers, and it allows the student to get an education. And I think we all agree, without a college education today, it's very difficult to have a middle-class lifestyle.
Yeah. Congressman, the president seems to shockingly speak much more authentically to the kids about this.
I didn't just get some talking points about this. I didn't just get a policy briefing on this. Michelle and I, we've been in your shoes. Like I said, we didn't come from wealthy families.
Yeah, I loved it. I love the part where he said, check this out, I'm president.
Yeah.
I just paid off my loans 8 years ago. But, you know, it's much closer to the reality that most American families are going through, right?
Oh, there's no question. And student debt has been increasing. In fact, it's more than credit card debt right now. It's because most students have to take out the loans, and they know that their future is tied to getting that education. And we should be supporting young people who are saying, I want to go to college, I want to work hard, I've got the ability to do it. And if we cut back on the ability for Americans, young people to go to college, we're going to lose the race against the Chinese and the Indians and other countries around the world where we've got educated populations. We're competing in a very competitive global environment. Our edge is education, and we have great educational institutions in America, but people have to be able to go in and take advantage of it.
Like in Europe, where you can get free education.
Yeah, right. And Congressman, by the way, so the president talked about the Republicans, as you said, being against this, and once again using it as a bargaining chip for offsetting budget cuts. I mean, is there just nothing they won't take hostage?
Well, they do. Here they take this hostage, and as you know, last week we passed a $42 billion tax cut, or multi-billion dollar tax cut for millionaires, basically. Half of all that tax cut went to millionaires, and there was no offsetting pay for it. But when it comes to a middle-class kid just trying to get a regular interest rate on their loan so they can go to college and try to get ahead in life, Republicans want to throw up all sorts of barriers. It's unbelievable.
Congressman, I'm told you have to go because you have some important congressional business, which I don't know what could be more important than me, but thanks for this
there
bill.
Are very few things, Stephanie.
Not
there
exactly.
You go.
Thank you. Exactly my point. Thanks for this bill, and thanks for taking time for us. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thank you so
All
much.
All right, there he goes.
Yay. UCLA was dirt cheap when I was there in the 70s. That's not the case anymore.
No.
Yeah, exactly. Well, speaking of the children, I believe children are the future. Oh. Yes, as you know, particularly Debbie's child. I believe the children are. In Oklahoma. Hi, Debbie in Oklahoma.
Hi, Stephanie. Love your show.
Thank
you. Give me something I can actually laugh at in the morning.
Thank you.
Which is the Republicans.
Yes.
I want you to know, by God, I was watching my current TV every night like I do, Young Turks and all the other great shows.
Woohoo!
And my grandson came in and sat down and watched it with me, and he is 17, and I have raised him since he was a baby. And he said, you know what, Nana? I'll be 18 before the election. I will be voting for Obama. I was so proud.
Yahoo!
And he made his own decision. I never told him which way to go with everything. The boy listened and made his own decision.
Yeah, it's not like you said, sit down and watch Current.
Yeah. and you watch. Next, I have another daughter who has been in the military for 12 years along with her husband, both been overseas, Iraq and Afghanistan. She got her college degree through the GI Bill. Mm-hmm. But guarantee you, next the Republicans, they'll want to take that college degree out of the GI Bill. Because what makes you think just because you risked your life that we should have to pay for your college?
Yeah, socialist slacker.
Okay. Yes.
All right.
Because they spent years away from their kids overseas.
Right.
You don't deserve us to pay for your college. Get a job.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Way to go, Nana. Rock on.
Yeah, Nana.
Go, Nana. It's your birthday.
It ain't a man's world.
All right. No dessert till you finish Granholm. All right. All right. The president yesterday talking to the kids.
That's basically a tax hike for more than 7 million students across America.
Basically, you know, letting this interest rate, it's nothing. There's nothing they won't fight the Republicans. You just think this is a no-brainer. You know, let's just give kids a fair rate, and it's no.
No, let them live with their parents for the rest of their lives while they pay off their loans.
The Republicans are trying to spin this as, you know, kids not paying their fair share, or as, you know, getting a free education, when that couldn't be further from the truth.
Oh. Yeah.
Just want to give them a shot at an education.
Who do these people think they are?
It's like the same people who do the side effects may include, and then they'll say all these really bad things, but in a nice way, while there's someone chasing a butterfly in slow motion across the field.
Ask your doctor if death is right for you.
Yeah, here's a bill that we're going to take all your money and then make you work in the place in that scene from Metropolis where the guy's moving the clock arms around, and you're going to like it, but I'm smiling while I'm saying it, so just watch me smile and vote for me because I'm smiling.
It's true, Jim. It's ask your doctor if all this list of horrific things is right for you.
Yeah.
Ask your doctor if exploding brain syndrome is right for you.
Side effects may include waking up all nude and bloody at a stranger's house.
With your kidney gone.
Ask your doctor. That's right for you.
In a nice tub.
Ask your doctor if involuntary organ donation is right for you.
You wake up with one of your organs in Dick Cheney instead of you.
If I only had a heart.
18 minutes after the hour, right back.
Well, that'll make me very rich.
On the Stephanie Miller Show.
They degrade women and beavers.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh, Ann and I don't do the horizontal bob without the magic underwear.
Oh, stop it.
Oh, Jim Louise Ward. 24 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number toll free from anywhere. Rick Overton fan mail for you.
What the?
Julie in Seattle says, I was headed for bed until I saw Rick Overton all 3 hours. But 3 hours of Rick Overton's hilarious comedic comments and even more hilarious man giggle.
Yeah.
Has convinced me to soldier on past the sunrise. By the way, all the fabulous new Steph Miller fans calling from America's right-wing hinterlands are changing my attitude towards Crackerland.
Yep.
There seem to be a great many nice, smart, sensible people out there trapped amongst all the right-wing idiots who elect the likes of yada, yada, yada.
I told you. I learned that in my time in Phoenix.
Hi, y'all.
Yeah. Mm.
You have the power.
All right. Speaking of handsome, romantic comedians like Rick Overton, the president on Jimmy Fallon, hilarious, right? Slow jams?
Yes. What we said is simple. Now is not the time to make school more expensive for our young people.
Oh, yeah. You should listen to the president. Or as I like to call him, the Preezy of the United States.
funny. Mitt Romney has something for you kids, though.
What?
Looky here. You can win dinner with Ann Romney. How about that?
Wow.
Ooh.
For only if you donate $5 to Mittens.
Oh. He needs donations?
Mitt Romney is giving his supporters the chance to share a meal with my lovely wife. The subject line is, lucky you. We can watch a little match girl die together. Waiter, where's my Pinot? In a few weeks, one of you will be grabbing a bite to eat with Anne. You've got 48 hours left to enter for the chance to be that lucky person. Donate $5 and you'll automatically be entered for a chance to share a meal with my lovely wife.
That's not where it ends. Then we head off to the hotel, and I'll just sit in the corner with my snifter of brandy and night vision goggles.
And off you go with Anne and a couple of Colombian hookers and some blow.
And I'll just, don't mind me, I'll just be sitting right here in my magic underwear.
And my smoking jacket.
He said, I've been lucky enough to sit across a man at the dinner table for 43 years, now it could be your turn. Isn't it just a little weird to raffle off
your wife
like that?
That's yeah. Oh, that's the way the Mormons roll.
Julie in Illinois.
There's more where that came from. No, we don't do that anymore.
Julie on Ann Romney. Hello, Julie.
Hi, Stephanie. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
First time caller. It's exciting.
Oh, my.
I just wanted to point out a contrast between Ann Romney and Michelle Obama.
Uh-huh. Oh, really?
You were talking earlier. You were talking earlier about Ann Romney shutting down a store for 4 hours.
Yes.
And last year, I believe we saw Michelle Obama schlepping to Target with sunglasses and a hat.
Yeah, can you imagine? So, Fox News would go. Fox News would go 24/7 if Michelle Obama shut down a fancy a posh store for 4 hours.
Well,
she
thinks
she is.
No kidding.
Yep.
So anyway, I just wanted to point that out. That's the first thing I thought of.
Yeah, exactly. All right. The president talking about to the kids yesterday.
This country has always made a commitment to put a good education within the reach of all who are willing to work for it. That's what makes us special. That's what made us an economic superpower. That's what kept us at the forefront of business and science and technology and medicine. And that's a commitment we have to reaffirm today in 2012.
Yes. 2012, I'm in. Yes. Yes. I like the perky girl in the front row. The Tracy Flick in the front row. Yeah. Yes. Yes. All right.
Just send your kids to a boarding school in Switzerland. What?
What? Why can't everyone do that?
Cindy in Michigan, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Steph Mooks. And last night the president mentioned on Fallon that Groundhog Day was his favorite movie right now to rewatch.
Starring Rick Overton.
Featuring, I believe, Rick Overton.
That's right.
Yes.
You can watch it over and over.
He's got an inn in the White House, I think. I think if he showed up, he might get in.
Suddenly hungry for pancakes.
You know, I was going to say that Mitt Romney is trying to reach out to groups like women and young people. You know, when someone won't remove their white gloves before reaching out to me, I might begin to think that they think I'm icky.
You might get poor on him or something.
Yeah, I'm testing you for dust.
You know, she's right. Story. I could wake up every morning with a Cher song and you, Rick Overton, and my life would be perfect. All right. Lou, real quick in Silver Spring, Maryland. Hey, Lou.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, go ahead.
First, I want to thank Al Gore for putting you guys on and Bill Press and Uwe.
Well, you're welcome.
But don't let me just start
on
Ann Romney. I'm just mad because I want to know why the hell nobody's talking about this but you.
About what? Ann Romney doing
about
what?
Ann Romney and working. When Rossin made a comment, everybody went crazy.
Right.
This lady is as phony as a $3 bill.
Yes, exactly.
The only thing she do when she get up in the morning is to make sure the nanny was helping the boys out.
Yep.
And the boy's 31 years old now. Tell her to stop calling them boys.
You go, Lou.
I pay the au pairs in $3 bills. They're French. They don't know.
They don't know. 29 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
She's got a serious case of Chardonnay goggles and would not say no to some heavy petting.
Boy, has he got your number.
That's Jim. He's in the elevator with me in the morning. 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Comedian extraordinaire Rick Overton, all 3 hours live in studio. All this and a recipe from Mama, too. I'm filling a niche, Rick, because now they can see us. Everyone wants to know what I'm eating.
Yeah.
And so I do free recipes along with politics. This is my 89-year-old Republican mom's shrimp, tomato, and pea thing.
A pea in a pod, not
pea.
Pea,
right.
It's not Ayurvedic,
I'm just saying.
Right.
I mean,
What? Okay, here you go. All right, so let's see. You saute
in Germany.
Green pepper, onion, in a little olive oil.
Okay.
Right? And then shrimp, however you want. I just got a bag of frozen shrimp, whatever. Frozen peas. And then you put them all in the thing and stir-fry it. And
is
then
it
you
a wok?
No, it's just a frying pan.
Oh.
And then you put in stewed tomatoes. And it's delicious, you know. And then you put it over rice.
Your mom made that up out of leftovers.
Oh, curry. My mom's watching in Charlotte going, oh, Steffi, don't forget the curry.
Nice. Yeah. Give it a little kick in the morning, warm your blood up.
Yeah, that was my mom was right for a Republican woman in the 60s using curry. That was like the devil's candy.
I know.
Brown people use that. You'll change. It's so changing you.
Listen to sitar music.
My mom's always been a bit of a rebel.
Your mom totally made that up out of all the leftovers she had in her fridge one night.
Oh, that's a good mom trait. Moms know
delicious.
How to do that.
Just like my mom's Tuna Wiggly.
Tuna Wiggly.
All right, what's Tuna Wiggly? Go ahead. Hit the recipe music.
Well, I'm not exactly sure how to make it. It's some kind of cream sauce with noodles and a can of tuna and peas are in there.
Ew!
And you serve it over crushed up saltine crackers.
I just think I'm going to burp.
Your mom's recipes suck. Okay, my mom's are really good.
Okay.
I apologize, Barb, if you're watching. I'm just a wave. Making fun of your son.
What's the wiggly part? Is that you after you ate it, or
no?
Yikes!
I think the wiggly part came from the egg noodles.
Well, that could be it.
Yeah.
You're a boy. You don't know how to make things.
What?
Let's see here. BB in Columbus, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, BB.
Hey, I'm feeling a little wiggly right now myself.
Oh, boy.
I'm so excited to talk to you, Steffi. I have a song in my heart for you, baby. I believe in miracles.
Are you singing Scott?
Where are you from?
You're saxifying you.
Listen, I have a question about the sexy...
The Sexy Liberal Tour coming to Columbus August 18th.
Oh, well, you are all over it, babe. It's at the Capitol Theater in Columbus.
BB, are you drunk?
No, but I intend to be very short.
Awesome. All right.
You got to have a dream, man. Hold on to it.
Good job. My people. All right. Let's dive into the right-wing world, see what's doing, shall we, kids? Steve Hayes on the Brit Baer, on the president.
You know, you have these sessions, this women in the economy thing, which, you know, speaks to a particular part of the base that he needs to fire up. Now you've got the youth, you know, you've got these youth rallies all week, which, remember, one of the central tenets of the Occupy Wall Street movement, to the extent that it had central tenets at all, was debt forgiveness, college debt forgiveness. I mean, this is speaking to that group. He's going around. It's almost like we're in the Santa Claus phase of the Obama presidency, where he's giving gifts to all of the people that he wants to vote for.
He's a socialist Santa Claus. Yeah, he just wants them to have a fair rate, interest rate.
Not a gift.
Hey, I love they can even turn Santa into something bad.
Right, he's like
Santa, the guy who gives kids gifts. Yeah, right. You know, have you checked the book? That's one of your guys.
Yeah.
All right. Rush Limbaugh on the president.
Looky here. What a coincidence. Barack Obama just warned the students at the University of North Carolina that interest rates on federal student loans will double if Congress doesn't act by July 1st.
Yes, yes.
Word for word, what Sandra Fluck just tweeted herself.
Oh.
And of course, she is represented by operatives inside the White
Operative.
House.
Operatives.
Oh,
you watch. As a re-election ploy to get the youth vote, he'll do something to wipe out student loan debt, forgive it, or whatever, saying it's unconscionable, it should ever happen. You wait.
Is your point that this president's a student loan slut? Slut? Look at him. Is that what that's your point, Russ?
Okay. She's a slut. Look at her slut.
Okay. Brian Kilmeade on Fox and Friends.
Who needs the Supreme Court when you could just go around them? First was health care. Now Democrats planning to bypass the justices on immigration? Is that how our government's supposed to work?
I don't think so.
No, the Supreme Court is supposed to appoint a president. That's what they're supposed to do.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Hmm. That's the way they pick them out by memos they get from large corporations. Seems like view that most politicians are supposed to be front desk receptionists for large corps now.
Yeah, exactly.
Hello.
All right. Oh, Brian Fisher. What have I done? From the American Family Association.
Yep. He was on CNN.
Yeah, and you know what that means. Family means not the gay. base?
Exactly.
Okay.
Well, a real issue for the evangelical base, the social conservative base, is where does Governor Romney stand on the issues of values, the issues of marriage, the issues of human sexuality? And this, I think, is an alarming signal for the governor to send. Particularly, he did this right after Richard Land of the Southern Baptist Convention endorsed him. Robert Jeffress of Dallas First Baptist Church endorsed him. The National Organization for Marriage endorsed him. And then right on the heels of that, Governor Romney picks as the face of his campaign on national security and foreign policy a man who is not just a homosexual, but is a homosexual activist who is actively working on the behalf of homosexual marriage. That's a great concern to people in the evangelical base.
He's an active homosexual actively working on what? What did he say?
On activation. On homosexual marriage.
Oh, he's an active homosexual actively working on
active
see.
Homosexual.
Okay.
He's also a catty homosexual.
That's my favorite part. He's such a catty gay.
Evangelicals don't like gays because gays don't manufacture new evangelicals, which is ironic because evangelicals certainly manufacture a lot of gays.
Yeah.
That's right. Absolutely.
I got to hand it to Mittens. This is one of America's funniest homosexual pranks. this is the news about his catty gay. What's his name? Richard Grinnell?
Yes.
He's had a colorful life on Twitter.
Nicely put.
He's like Paul Lind on Twitter, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Rachel Maddow would try to put on a necklace. Awful. Oh, that neck.
He's the secret square. No doubt.
So now he has scrubbed much of his online presence, deleting over 800 catty tweets and taking down his personal website. And now the news this morning, he has busily been editing his own Wikipedia page.
Oh, really?
Oopsie. Well,
and now it's looking super. Thanks for asking.
The cat's back in the bag again.
I'm super. Thanks for asking. All things considered, I couldn't be better, I'm a thing.
Okay.
I think I'll be getting a call from Marcus Blackman any minute now. I can fix you. I will try to fix you.
Glenn Beck at a San Diego church. Oh, is that where he's working now?
Yeah.
Okay.
The scary left is a genie in the bottle. And the scary left has come in and they've been uncorked. And they've been given free reign.
What?
And while everybody's paying attention in the news cycle to Ted Nugent, nobody's paying attention to the real dangers in America. They're pushing. They want conflict. They want to burn it down to the ground.
They want to burn America down to the ground.
Don't genies give you wishes?
Yes, master. Yes, master.
She was hot.
I had a huge crush on Jeannie.
Wow.
Dang. I love when she'd go, she'd shake her head and go, dang.
That's exactly what I did.
Yeah.
I saw her.
Deedle, deedle, deed.
They weren't as good a sound effects as the bionic woman had, but still, I know what you mean. Okay. All right.
Why is she going so slowly?
Tucker Carlson on Hannity.
By the way, the NAACP storied history, though it has, is a totally discredited group. And anyone who doesn't think so doesn't know much about the modern NAACP.
Right.
Represents virtually no one. It's bankrupt literally and morally. It's an absurd fringe group. I don't know why we pay any attention to what they think. We're bullied into it because one point a force for good. It's no longer.
Why does anyone?
And in case you haven't noticed, they're black. Okay.
Why does anyone listen to what he's black?
Okay. All right.
All technique.
That concludes.
No substance. Yeah.
That concludes a...
The NCAA is just a defunct organization. I don't understand what... Oh, that's the other one. I'm sorry.
Barbara in Philadelphia. Hi, Barbara. Welcome.
Hi there. I have had a theory about this election from the beginning, and I really don't think the Republicans want to win. They got almost every screwball candidate in the world into those primaries, including Mr. Mittens. I think they want the Democrats to be fully blamed for every bad thing that happened, and that people have amnesia as a population, and they forget about Bush. When you hit 2016, that's the election they want.
Mm. Yeah, I've heard that, you know, in some quarters. Too.
They'll also be dealing with an incumbent if, God forbid, Mittens wins. And I don't want that. And by the way, you've got to listen to everything he said. He didn't pivot yesterday on the education thing. What he did was he said the tagline to that was, but I don't know how we're going to pay for it. That's going to be the answer to not doing anything decent in this country.
Yeah, no, exactly. Mittens call. Yesterday, yeah.
With a number of college graduates that can't find work or that can only find work well beneath their skill level, I fully support the effort to extend the low interest rate.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, by the way, he had actually left and he came back. Oh, by the way, I forgot. Me too on the student loan.
Yeah, because he knew he was getting faced by the president.
Yeah, exactly. Donna in Oklahoma, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Donna.
Hi, Stephanie. I'm nervous, so I'm probably going to screw this up.
Don't be nervous.
I have a theory, though. It's a little conspiracy theory on why the GOP Republicans would like to keep America stupid and uneducated. You know, they've said they want to do away with the Department of Education. You know, they're keeping college more and more out of reach. But by keeping America uneducated and stupid, they have an endless supply of bodies for the military. Mm-hmm. They have an endless supply of slave labor for slave labor work. It keeps privatized prisons full, which also keeps them rich. And uneducated women, well, let's keep them down and holding on to God and their husbands. And
can I just stop you here for one second? I'm agreeing with what you're saying. You might want to reword that to not stupid, though. I don't think these kids are stupid. They're corralled. They're corralled by circumstance into a situation that's like a funnel, and there's no way out except through that other opening.
Yeah. And Donna, you're right on the chick part. I don't know where I'd be without God and my husband.
I thought you were married to Jesus.
46. Yeah, that's it. 46 minutes after the hour. Right back. More with comedian Rick Overton live in studio.
Get thee to a nunnery.
On the Stephanie Miller Show.
I got her number off the men's room stall. 1-800-STEP-12.
I believe in miracles.
Stephanie Miller.
Thank you.
Who wants one of my balls? Anybody? Melon ball? Melon ball?
I have a melon ball.
Fleshy.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. David Bender, political strategist extraordinaire, coming up after the top of the hour. Yes, and then also the president of the Young Democrats of America. Right. Rick Overton, comedian extraordinaire, live in studio with us all hour. Oh, by the way, the president on Jimmy Fallon last night talking about the Secret Service scandal.
Look, Secret Service, these guys are incredible. They protect me, they protect Michelle, they protect our girls, they protect our officials all around the world. 99.9% of them every day, they're putting their life on the line. They do a great job. So a couple of knuckleheads shouldn't detract from you know, what they do, but what these guys were thinking, I don't know. That's why they're not there anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that you use the word knucklehead.
Knucklehead. Why, I ought to rock on you. I love this. Republican Senator Grassley has sussed out the real problem. Colombian prostitutes could have been Russian spies.
Ah, right? What? Sure.
What?
Why not?
Why? How did he make that
the
leap?
Russians in the Soviet Union are what?
Yeah, aren't they back in those movies? What era was that where every villain was a Russian?
The 80s, by the way.
Dolph Lundgren was America's biggest villain. Right.
In 1984, 5, 6.
6, So
the Russians.
Here's the situation. Now, most female Russian spies have just wound up being actual prostitutes just to make a living.
They're disguising,
the other way around. Yeah.
Disguising themselves as Colombian hookers.
KGB's wrapped up. You know, you got to get a little side work.
I suppose it's better than East German hookers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yikes. Not a lot of call for that.
No.
They're better at javelin. Chuck Grassley spoke with Radio Iowa and surmised the Colombian prostitutes it could well have been Russian spies. He said, who knows who might be using prostitutes? The Russians are famous for that to get information out of us.
Is he living in a Bond movie?
Russians.
God,
he's getting information out of us.
Yes,
watch out for Japanese guys in bowler hats. Just saying.
Yeah.
Around Pearl Harbor.
reporting directly from Octopussy.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Yeah, three more. That was the breaking news yesterday. Three more Secret Service employees being forced out of the agency. Two others have been cleared in the investigation. All right. Let's go to...
Meaning they didn't pay for it?
You got a neighbor kid whose urine is for sale for like $500 an ounce, you know. That kid's like some billionaire kid across the street now is pulling up a Ferrari. He's the whiz kid.
Hey!
John in Florida, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, John.
Hello, Stephanie. How are you this morning?
Good. Go ahead.
Good. I got a couple things to say about this morning. Remember yesterday, Sean Hannity got on talk show, and he's talking about all the poor people, they can eat rice and beans.
Yeah, he apparently has lots of friends that live entirely on rice and beans.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
In a yurt.
Sure. And you know that.
By the way, he's about to sign a new contract for about $10 million a year. I'm around there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, easy for you to say. Yeah.
Good old Eric Holder now. He's taking John Edwards into court when he ought to be taking George Bush and Dick Cheney into court.
They got them
on four charges. They can get them in prison. Dick Cheney's got a new heart now. He can stand to be in prison now.
Oh, dear. All right. My mother just said, oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Your mom still loves Dick Cheney,
but doesn't she?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. War criminal. Okay. Let's go to Aaron in Ithaca. Hi, Aaron.
Hi, Steph.
Hi.
I wanted to chime in about the student loan issue. Let me start by saying I'm a full-time student. I'm a father of three children under the age of five and a human services worker, which means I make exactly nothing.
Yeah.
But I'm a full-time college student so that I can continue my career in human services to, I don't know, maybe help people. And, you know, the fact that they want to try to double my interest rates when I'm already knowingly going into a field that isn't going to pay a whole lot. I mean, all I'm trying to do is feed my family and help people outside of my family.
Yep.
And they want to, you know, they want to try to make that more difficult for me. That just kind of fuels the fire for folks like myself. I mean, I'm 34 years old. I'm starting college very late in life, unfortunately. But it fuels the fire for folks like me to actually get out and get active and, you know, show these Republican and conservative folks, you know, what they're really up against.
Yeah, absolutely. The president, by the way, I mean, you know, I thought he was great. Yes. And not only is he, you know, obviously he can relate, but he basically was just saying, look, the legislation is to stop interest rates on student loan from doubling from 3.4 to 6.8. He just said, I didn't just read about this. I didn't get talking points. And then he talked about he and Michelle. He said, we didn't come from wealthy families. When we graduated college and law school, we had a mountain of debt. When we married, we got poor together, which is so romantic. So romantic. Yeah, he was speaking at UNC Chapel Hill, and he said, can I get an amen? The audience responded with a loud amen.
Yeah.
And there's Mitt Romney. What he said yesterday is ultimately what young Americans want and need is a new president. No, what they want is Barack Obama by about 20 points, actually. You know.
Can I get a...
Can I get a... up in here?
By the way, speaking of Scientologists, that's kind of a Cruzian laugh, but Paula from NoHo, right up the street from here, says, Hannity's promoting rice and beans. Did he become a Scientologist? Rice and beans are what members of the Sea Org get to eat when they're naughty.
Oh,
oh dear.
Yes.
So maybe.
Wow. When you're pinning the e-meter. Okay. Marcelia in Alabama, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
I just wanted to tell you I am a new listener, and I'm totally enjoying your program.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to tell you that I am a Democrat in Northern Alabama, and it is here the equivalent of being a closeted gay, because you have to be careful with your opinions. Your boss may not, you know, like what you're saying.
Yeah,
right.
And things like that. And I just wanted to say something about Mitt Romney. If Mitt Romney were to get elected, he would be the combination of the 1% running our country.
Yep.
That's all we need.
Yep.
What we need is a president to be totally on the side of the rich.
Yep. He's central casting for the top 1%. Well, my dream, Marcella, is that the president wins, and also you can watch current TV in Alabama with the drapes open. That's my that's my dream for you. All
well,
right.
I do that, though.
All right, good. Yeah, let's let your freak flag fly. Take that, Alabama. Get your face up in here.
You know how Current's logo is a flag?
Yes.
She can fly a Current flag outside of her house.
Ooh. Yeah,
there
right?
There you go.
Almost like flying the Jolly Roger.
Yeah.
Except you're not an R. You're a D.
That's right.
That's all the people flying their Confederate flags. Like, what the hell is that? What's current? All right, 58 minutes after the hour. Political strategist extraordinaire David Bender next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Rick Overton, comedian extraordinaire, live
good
in
morning.
Studio with us all 3 hours with his witty little bon mots.
A little bite size. The bon mots.
Yes. StephanieMiller.com, the website. You can email us all there. Executive producer Chris LaVoy, voice deity Jim Ward, and me, Stephanie Miller, like Alan did in Minnesota. Steph, I generally get all of my news and information only from the StephCast. Go, 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 get it. Then on Saturday, I listen to NPR, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. I get all the questions right, only thanks to you.
Wow.
Oh, you're welcome.
And Charlie
and
Pierce.
Charlie Pierce.
Yeah, because Charlie Pierce is a panelist on that show.
I also bought Teddy's Pride, Carbonite, SodaStream, Cedarside, whatever else you insist on peddling. Now I must have current. Damn you. Yes, you must. Call your cable company hysterically if you don't have it, please. Tell your friends and family. Oh, in fact, Mike the Milkman.
Yep.
Another unsolicited testimonial. Mama. Here's my dilemma. I enjoy watching your show on Current here in New York City. Since I had to retire and I can't afford to live in New York anymore, I'm moving to Virginia, and Virginia Beach has Cox.
Yeah. And
sorry, what?
Cox Cable.
Yes.
Oh.
And Cox sucks.
Cox.
Because they do not carry Current. When I get down there, I promise to write to Cox to carry Current, and maybe we can have a happy ending. Until then, I will miss the butt cam as you reach to touch your box because Cox sucks. For not carrying Current. So all listeners who have Cox, please help me and contact Cox to get them to carry Current.
So that Cox will suck less hard.
Yes, exactly.
Jeez, this is morning. I just woke up. I'm just trying to make it go down now.
No. There is kind of an easy way around that, though. If Cox does not feel like they want to carry Current TV, you can try DirecTV. DirecTV or
you
Dish.
You could certainly magically switch to another cable company that has better taste.
Because both major satellite carriers do carry Current TV.
That?
There you go. All right,
so
then.
There you go.
All right. All right. Hey, looky here. It's after a primary. David Bender, our buddy, our pal.
David Bender.
This means a lot, doesn't it, Bender?
David Bender.
David Bender.
Yay. Good morning, David Bender.
Good morning. Welcome to our Etch-a-Sketch moment.
Yes, we are awash in mentum, as I'm sure you are.
Shake it, baby.
I'm still trying to clean it off. It's really nothing removes it. But you know, as we know, this is the day when, as it was John Siegel saying, who elicited the truth, which is so rare in politics, that, you know, they will shake themselves. You got to look forward to watching Mitt and Ann sort of shake themselves off and try and pretend that none of this, it was Groundhog's Day, Rick Overton.
Yeah, that's right.
None of this ever happened. It was all a dream. And next week, we're going to hear Newt Gingrich, I think May 1st, he's going to suspend his campaign.
Yeah, he's going to get out, but not till Tuesday? What's that
not
about?
Not till Tuesday. It takes time to total up all your bills.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
There is a huge debt. Right. And remember how this works. The way it works is that the degree to which he endorses Mitt enthusiastically, and he's gonna do it this way. He's gonna say, "We're very proud of the campaign we've run because Mitt Romney wouldn't be the true conservative he is now."
That's right.
I haven't been in the race.
I frankly made him the man he is today. yeah. And by the way, if you've just tuned in, that is the breaking news. Newt Gingrich will suspend his campaign on Tuesday. And he will gladly pay for all the hamburgers that his...
No, Sheldon Adelson will.
That has put his campaign into debt on Tuesday.
Well, and that's exactly how this works. All of those hamburgers will be paid for by Romney donors. That's Go look at Tim Pawlenty. Tim Pawlenty got out early. He had, I don't know, $500,000 debt. Mitt has a lot, Newt has a lot more. And all of that has now been paid off. And if you follow the money, including from checks with people whose names are Romney, that's how this works.
So let me get this straight. So students shouldn't be able to expect a fair interest rate for their student loans, but he's going to pay for Calista's Tiffany's bill. He's going to pay for Newt's debt.
If you want to get your student loan debt erased, endorse Mitt Romney.
There you go.
It's really tough. You get a check in the mail the next day.
Sure.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So, yeah, and that's going to be, boy, that's going to be the most awkward endorsement ever, because he obviously hates Mitt.
If Newt Gingrich had any shame, you're absolutely right, it would be. But since that gland was removed years ago, this will be easy. He will be triumphant in defeat. He will say, I did this. I was the one who turned our party back to its core. Mitt Romney is now a worthy successor to Ronald Reagan because of me.
You're right.
And maybe Rick Santorum. And that's how this will play out. They mattered.
Are you underestimating the threat that Ron Paul still poses? You seem to have skipped that.
I love his suit. I really do. I want one myself. Ron Paul, interestingly, is the only one who said, both Santorum and Gingrich have said, of course, they'll support the nominee. Ron Paul has not said that. So Ron Paul could keep going right past the convention.
Awesome.
And who knows what that means? I mean, he won't be on any state ballots. He's not winning any delegates. It is just really one of the more curious little Harold Stassen moments I've ever seen.
Let's turn to the House and Senate. Here is the boner yesterday.
I say there's a 2 in 3 chance that we win control of the House again. But there's a 1 in 3 chance that we could lose. And I'm being myself, frank. We've got a big challenge, and we've got work to do.
So he's frankly now, too.
Yes, he's also frankly. So 18 Republican House members retiring or seeking another office, forcing them to defend otherwise safe seats. Democrats let at least 22 seats open, right, due to retirement or seeking other office. Debbie Wasserman Schultz said Boehner's prediction means that he knows the GOP is vulnerable. What do you think?
There's a 2 or 3 chance I'll be at the tavern.
but it has always been true. Those Tea Party Republicans, those freshmen who were elected in 2010, had no idea what they were doing. They talk about waking up, and listening to Sonny and Cher. They truly had no idea, and they have governed that way. They have nothing to run on, which is why you're finally starting to see tiny little things possibly trying to come out of the House that may have some bipartisan support, so they can go back and say we did something. But they are that Republican freshman class is as vulnerable as I've ever seen. If they need to flip 25 seats, I think there's a very real chance that the House flips back. The problem, of course, is the Senate, where it is 2-1 Democratic seats up over Republicans.
Right.
So if you think John Boehner was bad as Speaker, wait till you have a Mitch McConnell as majority leader.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Gack.
It'll be a slow-moving Senate.
Yeah, wow.
my head's retracting into
David,
my suit.
A lot of lettuce.
Yeah.
There's only lettuce in the senatorial lunchroom.
Help me, I'm on my back. I'm helpless.
David, a couple of things I thought were hopeful and surprising. President Obama tied with Romney in Arizona, according to a new poll. Could the reliably red state of Arizona be turning blue?
Colorado, those states are Nevada. Again, we're looking at a Latino vote. And remember, because McCain, had a home state advantage, that probably neutralized it. Arizona might have been in play 4 years ago. So all of this now depends on a very specific strategy. They either have to increase their percentage, not very much, of the Latino vote. For Romney, or they have to depress the vote. And one of two things is going to happen. That's what they're trying to do, because they know if the president gets the same 3/4 of the Latino vote, which, by the way, he is currently getting in all polls, if that holds, he wins re-election.
Yep. We were just, as you know, in Wisconsin for Sexy Liberal, gave money to the Recall Walker fund again. Looking here, the headline, Wisconsin saw the largest decrease in employment in the last 12 months. Scott Walker may have been overreaching, as they say in politics, when he promised to create 250,000 new jobs in his first term. New data shows that Walker states saw the largest decrease in jobs in over the last year, dropping nearly a full percentage point. I mean, and we're seeing this in other Republican-led states. Do you
And yet, ironically, we're trying to cost them one more job in Wisconsin.
Yes, indeed, we are.
Who are we to talk?
Yes.
But so many of those jobs, and let's be honest about this. The job loss in this country, there would be job growth across the board were it not for public sector jobs. Those horrible firemen and policemen and teachers and sanitation workers, all those people who do those terrible public service jobs, those are the ones that Scott Walker and his cronies are cutting.
Money grubbers, union thugs. Over the year, the non-farm employment increased in 45 states, decreased in four. The largest over-the-year percentage decrease is in Wisconsin. And Walker, meanwhile, just told Newsmax, we ultimately saw a net increase in jobs this year. Incorrect, of course. Incorrect. Unless by we, he means someone other than Wisconsinites. But
Earwax, Newsmax, what's the difference?
Yeah. But David, listen to this: swing states. Ohio, led by austerity happy John Kasich, lost 9,500 jobs. Chris Christie saw his state lose 8,600, and Wisconsin dropped 4,500.
Austerity is for the little people.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, is this a coincidence that the president in these latest polls is leading in swing states?
It's not, but listen, I just talked to a very, very senior advisor to the president, who says all of these polls right now, and this is the thing that we need to be worried about, because we're sitting here in April. What's the mantra? If the election were held today, the president would win. The election is not held today. And so much of this is going to shift again. So many other variables are there. And all of those swing states, Stephanie, are going to be close. I will tell you.
It's going to come down to independents, as usual, I suppose, in those states.
It comes down to independents. It comes down to how much of our base turns out. Remember 2010 again. If young people who turned out at over 65% for the president are at the enthusiasm level they're at today, because a lot of them can't get jobs, they're sort of saying, you know, it doesn't matter what I do. They're down to less than 50% in terms of enthusiasm. That is a big deal. So you're seeing the president hit these college campuses, talk about student loans. But let me tell you, apparently Romney, I won't call this breaking news, but he is telling people privately, because, you know, he has only one decision now to make. This is not, you know, where to give his next speech or what dressage horse to dress.
Yes.
This is who he's going to pick as a running mate.
Right.
And he is apparently telling people that the two he most wants to pick are either Marco, wait for it.
Rubio.
Yeah. Or Chris Christie.
Oh, that's a wow. That's
Christie Cream.
He might overshadow him. That'll be like an eclipse.
Those apparently are his choices. And those would put two very crucial states, both of which carried by the president. Florida and New Jersey would be in play, and that's electorally, this comes down to 7, 8, 9.
He's not going to win New Jersey.
Yeah,
Romney,
that really wouldn't please the base, would it? If either one of them are chosen.
If it comes down to independents, it might help. Huh. And if we're talking about Latinos, it might help.
All right.
Yep. All right, David Bender, got to run. Thank you, honey. We will check in
as we run along.
All right. Love you, honey.
That's a sketch.
There he goes.
running faster than Mitch McConnell.
Wow. That would present some lighting challenges with Chris Christie.
Oh, stop it.
Saying, you got to get there a little early to figure that out.
Yeah,
okay.
you're in my light, Chris, from every angle.
You're blocking the sun.
Stop it.
Seriously. Okay, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ooh, I like her.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller. You really got me now. You got me so I got me right. You really got me. You really got me.
You really got me. Oh, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Jim Ward on air guitar. 25 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-12. The phone number toll free from anywhere. Jim, time for a guess the quote. Who said, I love the fact that there are women out there who don't have a choice and they must go to work and they still have to raise kids. Thank goodness we value those people too. Who said that?
Ray Davies, or Davis, depending on which side of the...
No.
You're on.
That was
very
wrong. Well-known, struggling homemaker, Ann Romney.
Dressage horse.
Dressage horse rider.
Enthusiast. I'm sure there's other struggles in that household that we just don't know anything about.
Oh,
see, there you go.
There you go. That's,
what? I'm sorry that they told me these would be magic, and
somehow.
I don't, for some reason, the spell isn't.
I don't consider that magic. All right. This is for Squeezy as well. Staff, this is from Joe. No. I get the podcast. I DVR the show on Current. Goodbye. Dressage has been a repeating topic, and it makes me hot. Back when I was 20, I dated a woman who had a horse farm. She also had and rode a dressage horse. You may want to wake Jim Squeezy for the next part. The woman had incredible control over her thigh and pelvic muscles.
I bet.
She told me the way she controlled the horse was with those thigh and pelvic muscles. She had special exercises.
Wow.
As a rider, she needed to be appear to be stationary, and so she's using those muscles to instruct the horse how to move. She explained that she felt great power being able to control such a large animal between her legs.
Ooh, baby.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he was right. I knew Jim would really enjoy that story. All right. And
Kegel exercises, anyway?
I'm sure Mr. Mitt enjoys it, too.
Hello. I'm a dressage horse. A horse is a horse, of course, of course, and no one can dance with a horse, of course. That is, of course, unless the horse is owned by Mr. Mitt. Go right to the source and ask the horse. He'll tell you the same thing that we were forced to say. We'd all like to endorse the famous Mr. Mitt. Mittens can yak any yak a streak and waste your time of day. But he has dancing horses who don't mind if they look a bit gay. To have such a horse you can't keep outdoors or strapped to the roof of your car, of course. You've never heard of a dancing horse? Well, listen to this.
I'm Mr. Mitt. That horse is just the right height, my friend.
You know, that's actually the perfect song for dressage.
Yeah.
There you go.
I am constantly amazed by the talent of Mike and Raleigh.
Yeah, Mike and Raleigh is awesome.
Yes.
All right. Gail in Connecticut, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Gail.
Oh. How are you doing,
Hello.
Dave?
Hello.
Hi. I had an observation. When Mitt Romney was giving his victory speech last night, there was a man sitting behind him who was clearly very uncomfortable.
Even more uncomfortable than Mitt Romney?
I thought he was the guy pulling the strings.
Geppetto? He slithered out of his seat. I have not heard anyone on the radio. I've been listening since 5 o'clock this morning, and I think I'm the only one that saw it. But he slithered out, and then he reappeared a few minutes later. But he was uncomfortable, and he had his head behind. He didn't want to be seen on TV.
Wow. I think he was a reptilian alien. That's what I think.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah, exactly. I just have to go check the videotape, as they say. All right, 29 minutes after the hour, Rod Snyder is the president of Young Democrats of America.
Right.
He joins us next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
You got a lot of nerve, honey.
Hello, I'm Stephanie Miller, president of bitter old, childless, elderly, shut-in loser Democrats of America. Thanks for tuning in. 34 minutes after the hour. Rod Snyder, however, is president of the Young Democrats of America.
Right.
Hello, Rod. Good morning.
Good morning, Stephanie. We'll make you an honorary member. Don't worry.
Thank you. Listen, once in a while I'm on the Young Turks because they need adult supervision. So I'm the elderly Turk. Rod, is it me? Because, you know, I'm not a whippersnapper like you are, but the president seems somewhat more comfortable with the youth of America than Mitt Romney does.
I think that's fair to say. I think that this has always been, the President Obama has kind of been our generation's president from day one, obviously supported him heavily in 2008, and you kind of see that same energy enthusiasm happening again. The reaction to the president on Jimmy Fallon last night has been incredible. My Facebook and Twitter feed all morning today has just been nothing but the president slow jamming to the news.
Yeah. We played that earlier.
You can't see Mitt Romney doing that. I just can't see happening.
And Rod, I loved him talking about student loans at the University of North Carolina with the Tar Heels there, and he's like, can I get an amen? And they're like, amen!
an actual one.
You try to imagine that moment with Mitt Romney. And
no.
Stop.
Yeah, did you see he forgot and then came back to the microphone? Mitt Romney went, me too on the student loans.
Yes,
sure.
I believe in that thing.
He's at 1%. He gets an amen.
But, I mean, Rod, isn't it most telling that did you see the footage of him talking to college students, Mitt Romney, saying, I hope you're shopping for a cheaper college, or I hope you don't expect the government to help you. I mean, it's just...
You got any more good news, pal?
Yeah.
I mean, it's actually a remarkable contrast between the two candidates, and it's a very good point. So a few weeks ago, a college student kind of asked Mitt Romney in Chicago what the deal is on college affordability and what's his plan, and he literally just says shop around. That's his answer. Oh, yeah. It's not a plan. The president has been so specific.
That's the Pointer Sisters' plan. Shop around.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
You know, President Obama's been so specific. I mean, he's made this a top issue of the campaign. He's treating young people like a legitimate voting bloc and like a powerful political force. And I think that we haven't seen a lot of that in U.S. politics before. And I think young people are responding very well to it. I mean, I think they take him seriously and they take him at his word that he's fighting for them.
Well, and Rod, a lot of students that we talk to say the same thing, that they're not asking for a handout. Asking for a fair interest rate instead of having it double is what they're asking. It's just when people call Medicare, Social Security entitlements. We're entitled to them. We pay. It's our money. We paid into it. You know.
They say it in the word.
Right.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And it's it's sort of a no-brainer issue. So July 1st, obviously the rate would double, and we're talking about significant costs out of young people that are struggling to get back on their feet after this recession. And you've got Mitt Romney talking out of two sides of his mouth. He endorsed the Ryan budget just a few weeks ago, which had that doubling of the rate embedded in the bill, and he supports the congressional Republicans on that, and yet some other days he says something a little different. So it's hard to know what he really believes. The president's been very clear, and he's made this top issue coming out of the White House right now, is that this has got to get dealt with, and Democrats in Congress are prepared to move on it. The Senate Democrats announced a specific plan this week, so the president and Senate Democrats and House Democrats are taking this seriously, and I don't think Mitt Romney really is.
These are the kind of letters I'm getting this morning, Rod, from Veronica. Hi, Mama. Thanks to you, I've become an elitist that wants my child to get a college degree, so I've sent her to one of the socialist UC schools to get her quote-unquote free education. If she was not able to get students loan and had to actually work to pay for school, she'd have to get a full-time job paying $8 an hour to cover tuition, books, housing, and food. She'd still be short by $5,000 a year. Thanks for the handout, Republicans. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah, and on top of that, I mean, it's also interesting because not only, kind of shop around and leave young people to have to look for, try to make ends meet and be able to pay for college and pay for the loans, but at the same time, Romney and the Republicans want to repeal a health care bill that just got 2.5 million young Americans health insurance coverage for the first time. These were, new health care signups, new insurance.
Yep.
And essentially their plan is to repeal that, too. It's no wonder young people are not responding to Mitt Romney and the Republican Party. It's no wonder Obama's leading, the under 30 vote by more than 20 points. The Republicans want to go in the opposite direction from the progress that Obama has made in the last couple of years.
Rod, you hear a lot in the punditry on TV that, there's an enthusiasm gap and the kids aren't going to get out and vote again. They're not going to vote. They're not as enthusiastic as they were in 2008. What's your take on all that?
I think that there's, young people are dealing with, the recession like everyone else, and so you're in a different place than 4 years ago as far as the economy. And I think, first and foremost, people want to have a job. But when you get down to it, and now we have a choice to make. The Republican primary was interesting for all the wrong reasons. Talking about banning contraception and all this wacky stuff, which, you know, asking young people about that, it's remarkable. You know, some of the turnout in the Republican primary was like 2 or 3% in some of these early states for young voters, and there's a reason
for that.
Trust
me, when I was young in the 60s, that would have been a weird conversation to have.
Yeah, it's not a message that's working. So I think what we're seeing now is, we now have a clear choice. It's Romney versus Obama. All the Republican nonsense is, you know, the primary's wrapped up. I think young people are now taking a look at the situation and thinking, oh my gosh, you know, we have a president that we kind of like. We actually really like him, and we have
look
a very clear choice to make. Look at the alternative.
Well, Rod, I have to say, as the president of Young Democrats of America, I hold you personally responsible for getting out and voting. And if they don't, my friend, looking at you. Take you down to Chinatown, my friend. All right, Rod, check in with us as the campaign rolls around. Thanks so much.
Will do. Thanks.
All right, there he goes. He's a delightful little whippersnapper. He's a lovely young man.
Well, what we didn't tell you is he's 55.
No, he is not.
I'm kidding.
That's like Mitt Romney's conference call, reaching out to the youth, and he has a 77-year-old Republican senator. He speaks the kids' language.
Yes, and you whippersnappers, get off my lawn.
Wow. Hey, I think the most important question this morning, Rick, is what kind of sex game do you end up naked in a duffel bag dead?
Ooh. What?
What sort of...
That's a little more than just autoerotic asphyxiation. That's for people on the go. That's a traveling sex game there. You know?
Sounds like a mafia
prank. Hey, I'm a rambling sex
freak. When
you
don't have time to stop for your sex game, you gotta, you know.
That's right.
A British code breaker had complained of friction at the company's overseas spy agency before his naked and decomposing body was found inside a padlock sports bag.
Ooh.
They're thinking it was a sex game gone awry.
It's a suicide. Clearly a suicide when you padlock your duffel bag from the outside.
No, they think he actually could have locked it from the inside. So I don't know what kind of sex game in which you would go, you want me to get naked in the gym bag and then lock it? Okay.
Sounds like a David Chalmers.
I'm game. What are we going to say?
Just do it.
Think. Oh, a sex game. Good, Collins.
Yes.
Bully.
Good cover.
Wow. Okay. That's a persuasive sex partner. Okay. Really?
Right.
Lock it from the inside? You'll be happy.
You're going to love it, man. Trust me. It's hot.
All right. David in Lake Station also sends us this story. Peter Slipper, his real name, is in trouble for sexual harassment. I say let's cut him a break. With that name, he never had a chance in life to be anything else.
Yeah.
He's a Peter Slipper. What else is who you are, what you do.
Oh, boy.
All right. Jerry in Detroit, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Jerry.
All right, mama. Hey, you sexy mother effer.
Oh,
dear.
All right, go ahead.
I hope you come to town again.
All right. Yeah.
Listen, I wanted to respond to Tucker Carlson's comments about the NAACP.
Yes.
I think his comment shows a lot of fear on the part of white conservatives about the legitimacy of this organization. And what they basically do is they slam the organization because they don't want to believe African-Americans' grievances at the time. They want to deny the history of the group, saying that they're a fringe group. Maybe the only one who's fringe is Tucker.
Yeah, there you go. People who wear twits who wear bow ties. There you go. There's a fringe group. Hey, guess who else supports the president? Former Soviet leader.
Mikhail Gorbachev.
Thank you. Yes. He said, my opinion of him is very favorable. I will support him. He said there are still vested interests who want another Cold War, another arms race, weapons trade interventions. They will not succeed. He's, talking to you, Chuck Grassley. He sees Dolph Lundgren behind every bush. It's the Ruskies we got to worry about.
Hard to miss him. And, boy, he dodged a bullet by just taking the A off of that name, huh?
Yeah.
Dolph. What's your name? Like a dolphin? No, I don't think that's your name. What were his parents thinking? I'll show you. I'll get huge and scary. I'll show the world.
Wow, Jim, did you see this? Daryl Issa says Obama's is the most corrupt government in history.
Huh.
Really?
This from the car thief who made his money.
Yeah. Noted
keeping
car
other
thief.
People from
he cleverly
cars.
Invented a car alarm.
Yeah.
He has previously called the Obama administration one of the most corrupt in history. He has now stepped it up and said he it is the most corrupt government in
Meaning
history.
The most black.
Wow, Dick Nixon spinning in glee in his...
Yeah, we. That's me. Country, upstart.
Yeah, he had previously said on Rush Limbaugh's show that President Obama is one of the most corrupt presidents in modern time. Then he walked that back, insisting
based on what
he was. Oh, well, I'll tell you.
Okay.
Yeah. He walked that back. He said, "Oh, he meant the government, not the president himself." So he was faced again with the question about the quote in January 2011. ISA reiterated he meant to say that the spending programs of the Obama administration had a corrupting effect.
Sure.
That was five meetings later.
So the president, what I meant to say is when you hand out $1 trillion in TARP just before this president came in, yeah, that was Bush.
Right.
So he's corrupt for $1 trillion in stimulus that this president asked for, plus this huge expansion in health care and government, it has a corrupting effect.
I see.
So you
sure.
see, trying to help people by, getting them health care and stimulating the economy would make you the most corrupt.
I'll give the president one thing, though. He's never stolen a car.
No.
Yep.
No.
Daryl.
Nor in defrauded any insurance companies.
Daryl and his other brothers, Daryl.
Yeah.
Daryl probably stole a car.
Exactly.
Daryl.
Okay. And I think he takes steroids. Okay. I don't. I'm
not
just
the
saying,
president. Daryl Issa.
Daryl Issa. I'm just saying. Can't we investigate that?
Yeah.
Nobody has a neck that size. Okay. 45.
They can't hang me. I'll just slip right through.
Yeah.
45 minutes after the hour. Back with the remaining moments of comedian extraordinaire Rick Overton on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Do you like him?
It's brilliant.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Sheldon Adelson.
Stephanie Miller.
Ingrid Champagne.
It is The Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 50 minutes after the hour. 1-800. Step 1 to the phone number.
I waste a lot of money.
That's right. Comedian Rick Overton live in studio. If you are here in Los Angeles, you can see him live.
Live?
This Sunday, 8 o'clock at the Improv Olympic West, 6366 cool. Hollywood Boulevard. I'm doing my one-man show called Rick Overton's Substitute Global Ambassador. If you're in the audience, you're the aliens, and you're there to see. I'll answer like questions. You submit words. I have to explain them from scratch you never heard of them. And how did I time this? There's a real, UN just assigned Maslan Otman to be a real extraterrestrial ambassador for when they land. I had the show just months before.
Comedy?
I called it. Who called it?
Comedy. Reality. Comedy. Reality. Wow.
There
you go. All right. Comedy, the funny kind, with Rick Overton.
Come down.
Who used to write, who won an Emmy writing for Dennis Miller back when he was funny. Funny. And
he was on the other side of the boat.
Yes.
And you were writing for him, so therefore he was funny.
Oh, he was sweet.
And speaking of former SNL, Victoria Jackson, I don't know what to say about that. Former SNLers who've gone right wing. John, what is going on with John Lovitz?
He
said he's a Democrat. He voted for the president, and he went off on him on raising taxes on the rich.
This was on a Kevin Smith podcast.
Okay.
Yeah.
This whole thing with Obama saying the rich don't pay their taxes is bullshit. And I voted for the guy, and I'm a Democrat. What a f***ing asshole. The rich don't pay their taxes. Let me tell you something, right? First they say to you, you're dead broke. The United States of America, you can do anything you want. Go for it. So then you go for it, and then you make it, and everyone's like, f*** you.
I think he's kidding.
I don't think he's kidding.
I don't think so.
Dennis Miller.
There's anger in his voice.
We're not saying you. We're just saying pay your fair share.
Yeah.
That's the whole antithesis, isn't it? He obviously is one of the 1%, John Lovitz, and it's him saying I don't want to pay my fair share.
That seems more like an Andy Kaufman kind of thing. I don't know.
You think? I don't know.
If he looks at the numbers, you do pay some taxes. He wants no taxes? I don't think you get to be a Democrat.
But that's what Mitt Romney keeps saying. Oh, you're just jealous. Class warfare.
They assign everyone else their own crappy motives. Oh, you're just jealous. You're just petty. You're just a leering, creepy stalker. No, you're describing you, not me.
Exactly. Fortunately, I was distracted by Chris Brown, who I didn't think I could hate anymore for being a Rihanna beater. Now he's selling puppies?
Yes.
No.
Oh. Do you know how many dogs are killed every year? That's why I'm very into rescue. Mm-hmm. Okay, Chris Brown puppies for sale. This is not a joke. On the site, Crown is seen posing with a puppy above a list of adoptable pets, all of which are priced at $1,000 each. Oh, my goodness.
I am
wow.
Not one of your fans.
I would like to beat him with Rihanna's umbrella. Ella.
Ella.
Ella. Ella.
Ella.
Thank you.
Those are all the vowels in Swedish.
No, I think we just named all of the Romney daughters.
Yes.
I like this story just because there's somebody that's a bigger mess than me. Sinead O'Connor has canceled.
This is kind of sad, though. She's this is crossing over into really
mind.
Sad.
Yeah.
She, due to her bipolar disorder, she in December, as you recall, she announced her split from therapist. Very marriage after 16 days of marriage.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Oh, her latest album is How About I Be Me and You Be You.
Which I hear is a good album. I hear it's musically very, very good.
Yeah, but which me does she mean if she's bipolar? I'm
well,
just saying.
Yeah.
Yes, we wish her well. We wish her a speedy recovery. Oh, dear. I didn't. This whole story is Calvin Klein's ex-boy toy arrested for coke possession?
Huh. Shocking.
Calvin Klein's special male friend? I don't know what that means.
Calvin Klein's euphemism.
Calvin Klein's euphemism was arrested.
By Calvin Klein.
For cocaine possession.
Euphemism.
After following an altercation with another man. He was busted at 4:58 a.m. See, Chris, no good ever comes from phone calls after 3 a.m.
Except
I don't know
for,
if it was brown liquor involved. But
except for when it's you and me and it's the next
powder.
Morning and you need me to book somebody.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay. the cops arrested Nick for a misdemeanor assault. They say Nick resisted by flailing his arms in the air. Oh, that is so gay.
Gay.
I'm just saying.
That's the gayest thing
that
I've ever heard.
That is the gayest way to resist arrest. Stop it! Stop it!
It's Bachman-esque.
Yeah, something tells me Marcus is familiar with that.
Try cuffing me now.
You're not going to get me, copper!
Cuff this!
Can I pitch one more thing?
Yes. Oh, yes. Rick Overton. Yes,
oh,
yes.
Yes.
Some more Rick
away. Sunday, also, public citizen event. A lot of great comics are going to be there. Dana Gould and a lot of wonderful people. It's going to be at the Writers Guild, 135 South Doheny, just south of Wilshire, Sunday at 6 p.m.
Okay.
And come on down for public citizen. It's Ralph Nader's original organization,
oh, wow.
And they're doing a lot of good things. And that's why I'm going to jump to that and then run right over and do my other show.
So, awesome. All great. Right.
Thanks.
Get it if you're in L.A. Get it.
Get it.
Oh, look, Mitt Romney is even flip-flopping on the gay. Because, as you know, he just named a catty gay as the head of his security, whatever. It's making the right-wing freak out.
Yep.
However, he will deliver the commencement at Anti-Gay Liberty University. Just a little something for
wow.
everybody there.
Liberty, huh?
Yeah.
Funny word for...
Will they allow the catty gay on campus there?
Jerry Falwell's at Liberty University. Yes, he will... founded by Jerry Falwell.
In Lynchburg.
You know. They forbid Lynch. Openly gay enrollees. Who are not allowed to play in any of their reindeer games. So Mitt Romney will speak to the homophobes.
From now on, gang, we won't let Rudolph join in any reindeer games.
I think I would stay away from any southern town with the word lynch.
Yeah.
That's where my sister and her family live there. Ernie in Tucson says, speaking of the gay bears are feeling Rick Overton this morning. Hello, Ernie.
Hey there, how you doing?
Good,
kid?
Good.
Yes, we all took a vote and we decided to add Rick Overton to the pantheon of Chris and Jim, and of course your good friend Carl Frisch, who is a bear, and you're all getting a big old woof.
Aw, thank you, Ernie.
Thank you, gay bears in Tucson.
Woof right back.
You get a big straight bear, yes. Rick Overton.
Grr.
Here, have a big straight bear. Rama in Santa
or
Fe.
A gummy bear.
You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Rama.
Greetings, commanders. I went to your the Sexy Liberal Show, and me and my wife loved it.
Thank you.
I would like to be the official intergalactic ambassador for the Stephanie Miller Show.
Wow.
Another one.
Well, all right.
I thought Rick Overton was.
I have good credentials from the Ashtar Command of the highest order
right.
in
well,
this
you know
galaxy.
What? Rick has already filled that, so you can be the official weirdo. How's that? Official weirdo from Santa Fe. We love you.
Do you have a one-man show?
All right.
Okay, then. All right.
They're closer to the stars in Santa Fe.
Yeah.
Might there be a rickoverton.com?
.net.
.net.
And look me up on the FB and like my page
and find out
what we're doing out over there.
Yeah, there you
and
go.
Twitter.
All right, that's it for us. I'd like to thank Chris Lloyd, Jim Ward, Rebecca Taylor.
Woof.
We'll see you tomorrow
Adios.
On the Stephanie Miller Show.